This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. Yeah, we're doing a little construction work on our show today.
Yeah, we're making some improvements around here for you.
We're putting a new wing on the show.
Yeah.
I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
And today, we are talking about muffins.
Yes. There's going to be a fair amount of giggling here.
I know.
Unlike usual.
Yeah, it's hard to use the word muffin without sounding dirty.
Yeah, I think we need to get this out of the way at the beginning, I think. There was that whole Betty White muffin skit on Saturday Night Live that you can easily get on YouTube.
She has a really moist muffin on the show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing I realized when I was thinking about this, that if you use muffin in the singular, it makes you think about one body part. And if you use it in the plural, it makes you think about another pair of body parts. That is my experience. Like, I'm just going to put that out there.
Like buns?
I was thinking like breasts, but...
Oh.
I don't know.
I had never thought of it that way.
I don't know. Are there other things like that can denote different things in the singular and the plural?
I'm sure there are, but I can't think of them right now. I mean, muffin, wow, what a powerful word.
Yeah, and we've got some powerful muffins here on our plates.
We do.
In our laps.
We decided to get together this morning a little earlier than usual. We're having elevenses.
Yeah, elevensies.
Muffins for elevenses.
Wow. Okay, so what are your favorite kinds of muffins? We've got blueberry and we've got banana here. We'll just admit that.
You know, I also love a bran muffin. And
interesting.
I think that people go, you know, people are really divided on the bran muffin. I think bran is delicious. It has this wonderful earthy sweetness. I don't know how you couldn't like bran.
Well, I think you can not like bran if it's overdone. You know,
that's true.
If the muffin were 100% bran and it tastes like some of them are, then
that
can turn you off a bran muffin.
Well, and I should also specify that I think bran plays really well with the flavor of banana. So, like, putting some mashed banana into a bran muffin is a lovely thing.
Oh, banana.
Banana, yeah. A bran muffin with blueberries is nice. I'm not a big fan of the old bran muffin with raisins. Yeah.
So bran can be like an adjunct to any muffin, you think?
Yeah, yeah. I would go that far. Like, bran muffin with raspberry might be nice.
That's interesting.
What now, about you?
Banana is my favorite, and that's why I made it today.
So why a banana muffin and not banana bread?
That's an interesting question. I think it's purely the same as why cupcakes and not cake. I think it's just a matter of the holdability, the form factor, and the little crusty bit around the edge. You get a little more of that in a muffin shape.
Yes, your banana muffins. I'm looking at them right now. I hope you don't mind my searing gaze on your muffins. They do look like they have a nice sort of frilly, crispy edge.
Yeah, my muffins are always frilly. My daughter, bless her, likes to take the banana muffin and just eat the crispy edge off and leave the rest and say, I'm done.
Iris knows how it's done.
Yeah.
The construction we're doing on the show today is really...
We're getting in there. We got power tools.
We really are.
We've got circular saw blades. After banana, gingerbread. I like that because I like that mix of baking spices when the spices are nice and fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And a gingerbread muffin is a good way to showcase that. I love corn muffins.
I love a corn muffin. Now, hey.
Hey.
Did you grow up with Jiffy corn muffin mix?
Yes.
I must admit, and maybe this is going to make me seem like a lesser person, but I have never been able to equal the deliciousness of a Jiffy brand corn muffin in my own home with ingredients from scratch.
Now, I think the Jiffy is a little too... Wow.
I feel like...
We may have to redo this whole show.
Wow. I think this is going to be pretty funny, though. It sounds like we're at the dentist.
Yeah. We're giving the show a root canal. It's going to come back stronger and chewier than ever. What were we talking about? Gingerbread?
Oh, corn muffins.
Corn muffins. I find the Jiffy a little too sweet, although I love it made into corn pancakes.
Oh, I've never tried that.
I like a homemade corn muffin because you can use better cornmeal than they use over at the Jiffy factory. Like a good stone round cornmeal like Arrowhead. Is that right? Arrowhead Mills? Does that sound like a real
company?
That
sounds like it. So does this drilling behind my head.
And do they have this problem at NPR?
I think so.
Like, they're getting the office remodeled, but the show must go on. Good. Corn muffins, yes, and so I make them a little less sweet, and I use a good stone ground cornmeal, those they're great with chili.
Oh yeah. I mean, the whole cornbread and chili thing—it's hard to beat.
It's classic.
You know, Brandon introduced me to the wonders of a nutmeg muffin.
Wow,
doesn't that sound like a double euphemism?
Yeah.
Anyway, Brandon,
what happens if we combine my nutmeg? Never mind.
Brandon went to the Oberlin Conservatory for college, and apparently... The
place known for its muffins.
Yeah. Apparently, there was a cafe on campus that served a delicious nutmeg muffin.
That's interesting. I want to explore this further in a minute. Go ahead.
Anyway, so I make a couple different kinds of nutmeg muffins. One is just sort of a straight-up, you know, muffin that happens to have a lot of nutmeg in it, and the other is a nutmeg donut muffin.
Wow.
We need to talk about donut muffins. So have you made one?
Well, is a donut muffin, do you dip it in butter and then roll it in cinnamon sugar?
Does that sort of make it a donut muffin? Paint it with... So basically, you make a muffin. I think you could probably make any muffin a donut muffin.
And should.
Take your muffin, okay?
Yes.
Paint it with melted butter or dip it in melted butter, however you're feeling that day.
Uh-huh.
And then roll it in powdered sugar or cinnamon sugar. And I kid you not, it tastes exactly like a donut.
I've done that. I think it's especially great with a blueberry muffin, but yes, I think any muffin, I mean anything, you know, you dip it in butter, you roll it in cinnamon sugar, it's going to improve it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I like to make a nutmeg muffin and then roll it in powdered sugar donut style. And I actually have a recipe for that on my blog. I think I got the recipe from the Downtown Bakery and Creamery in Healdsburg, California.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So this, you've now mentioned two places that with quality muffins that you can get out in the world. And this is totally antithetical to my experience, which is that every time I've gotten a muffin out at a cafe or bakery, it's almost always been terrible.
Yeah, I think that, you know, either they wind up tasting like nothing but straight up sugar.
Right.
Or even if they have flavor, they're often like really super cakey and sweet. It's really more dessert.
Yeah, and the surface gets gluey.
Yeah, really gluey, sticky, gloppy. Gloppy's maybe taking it a bit far, but you know, I'm right there with you, man.
So why do you think that is? Is it that they're not made with a touch of love? Is it...
You got to put a touch of love in your
right,
muffin.
Yes. Is it that they've been sitting around?
I think it's that there's no love there. There's no soul in a commercial muffin.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I think I've probably had a couple in like sweet little coffee shops that sort of made their own pastries there on site. But in general... I think that there are so many gnarly muffins made in big commercial factories, and for some reason, those are just nothing but sugar. There's
gnarly
just nobody loves those muffins.
They cater to the lowest common muffin.
They do. So, I mean, here we are. We're talking about sugar.
Yeah.
We're talking about sweetness.
Yes.
You mentioned like gingerbread muffins. All these things make me think of cake. And I know that a lot of people say that muffins are not a legitimate breakfast food. because it's basically cake in a smaller form. I mean, so where do we draw the line here? What makes it a muffin and not a cupcake, or a muffin and not a batter that you could pour in a cake pan and make a cake out of it?
Okay, well, first of all, I think anything non-toxic is a legitimate breakfast food.
Okay.
Let's get that out of the way. If you want to eat cupcakes for breakfast, I am not going to show up with the SWAT team. However, for me, the key difference, aside from frosting, I mean, frosting is the whole point of cupcakes, right?
That's true. That's true.
And yeah. I know as streusel topping, that's sort of like a chunky
dry frosting.
Mm-hmm. But a muffin has to showcase its key ingredient in a way that cake doesn't, I think.
Okay, go on.
And cake can showcase its key ingredient, but you know, you wouldn't have like a white or yellow muffin the way you would have a white or yellow cupcake, and you wouldn't. I guess there are like chocolate chip muffins, but that to me does veer into the realm of cake.
Yeah, I agree. So like, for instance, these banana cupcakes that you've made.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops, banana muffins that you've made. Uh-oh. These banana muffins that you've made and that we're about to eat. Could you also take this batter and pour it into a loaf pan and call it a banana bread?
I think you absolutely could.
Okay.
Not after it's already baked.
So I guess another criterion for what makes a muffin is density. I mean, I think of a banana bread, for instance, as being more dense than a banana cake or a banana cupcake. And we're saying that muffins are kind of along the same lines, right?
Yeah.
Although, like a blueberry muffin, this is pretty cakey, dude.
That's true. But cake, I mean, suppose it's about the air. It's about the light, fluffy tenderness, you know, just barely enough structural integrity to hold it together. Just, you know, your teeth should be able to tease the little cells apart. Whereas
wow,
a muffin is heartier.
Is Cake Philosophy by Matthew Amster Burton.
Yeah. And
I'm going to be teaching an online correspondence course. Sign up, everybody. Go on.
I don't know. Sign up for my class. It trails off into nothing. A muffin is hearty in the way that cake isn't. A muffin, you know, cake isn't there to fill you up, but a muffin, you know, a muffin or two, that is a perfectly acceptable filling breakfast, I think.
So I think what we're moving toward here is saying that cake is sort of not really food, right? Okay, so cake is something that you eat for pure pleasure, whereas a muffin walks this wonderful line between pleasure and ideally real sustenance.
I think cake is like two parts air and one part flour, and a muffin is two parts flour and one part air.
Okay. Wow.
I think your formulation was better.
You've heard it here first, people. This is the true definition, muffin versus cake. Let's eat some muffins.
Okay, let's do that.
Which one should we start with?
Let's start with the banana.
Okay, because mine, I think, is going to be a little sweeter. It's got this crunchy streusel topping.
Yeah, I think after I sink my teeth into the streusel topping, I don't know if I'm going to want to eat anything else.
Okay, all right. So we've just been eating Matthew's banana muffins. Oh, God, this show's really going downhill.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about these, Matthew.
They're from the Cook's Illustrated Quick Recipe. They really are quick. They take like 35 minutes total, including baking time, to come together. They've got a little buttermilk in them, which gives them kind of a nice tang.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's all about the crispy edge.
It really is all about the crispy edge, although we're eating these with still a little bit of oven warmth on them.
Oh, yes.
And they're really nice and moist, really fragrant, not too sweet. Yeah, that is a nice muffin.
Yeah, and you were wondering whether they would retain their goodness after cooling completely to room temperature. And I think for a while, one thing I have noticed about them is that they reheat very well.
Mm.
So, like, it can sit overnight and you have them for breakfast again the next day, just heat it up for a few minutes in a warm oven.
Mm. Yeah, those are delicious. So let's taste these other ones that I made. Now let's try this. This is a blueberry muffin with a streusel top. So this recipe comes from Ruth Reichel's blog. My initial assessment when I was eating one when it was warm this morning was that the streusel was a little too sweet and needed some salt. But I don't know. What do you think?
I really like them. I like that the whole exterior has remained like firm and dry and not gummy and sticky like blueberry muffins sometimes get.
Yeah,
That in itself would be enough to push it over for me, but it's loaded with blueberries. And I noticed, and I wanted to ask you how you do this. Often when I make blueberry muffins, even when I try to follow instructions designed to prevent this from happening,
you wind up with a purple muffin.
I wind up with a purple muffin, and I have to go to the doctor. Yeah.
You know, my secret is I used some blueberries that I froze this summer, and I used them while they were still frozen. So I had to bake the muffins a little longer than I think I was probably supposed to because these blueberries were making the whole batter cold. But it also means that they didn't make the batter streaky.
Yeah, it really worked. And they don't taste overbaked at all. And I think muffins in general are kind of resistant to overbaking. Not that you can't overbake them, but like a couple minutes over that would really wreck a cake.
Right.
Muffins have enough dense, wet ingredients that that it works out okay.
That's true. I didn't think about it, but I think you're right. Yeah, I wasn't, you know, I just sort of kept an eye on these and was looking for them to be the right color. And yeah, the texture turned out fine.
Yeah, I'm going to have another bite.
So yeah, I think if I were to make these again, and we'll put the recipe up on the old spilledmilkpodcast.com website, I think if I were to make them again, I might put a little bit of salt in the streusel. Maybe cut back a teensy bit on the sugar in the muffin batter.
I think that would be fine, but I have no complaints about this muffin.
Well, awesome. Great. Wow, two successful muffins in one episode.
And that really gets to the whole point about muffins. It's
Your face just lit up. Go on. You are psyched about this.
Back to philosophy hour. Of all the things you can make in the morning, muffins are one of the lowest stress.
What about love? Go on.
How can I? Muffins are easy to make, and they usually come out pretty good.
Pretty well.
Pretty well.
Oh, boy. Agreed.
To sum up, then, muffins, we approve.
We do. Muffins, they're not just for the Levinses.
Thank you for listening to Spilled Milk, the show that's perennially under construction.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton. Yeah, if you forget to add the 2 cups of air to the muffin recipe, forget it.
I thought that was the cupcake. The cake, recipe.
Forget it.
just forget it.
If you forget to add the funny to your joke, forget it.
When Tillamook ice cream beckons you to the freezer aisle, which irresistibly creamy flavor do you choose? While you're thinking, try not to fuck up the glass. Tillamook ice cream, extraordinary dairy.